going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You didn't give yourself a pat in the back?
No, I bowled out today.
Let us bring on Executive Vice President, Chief Marketing Officer of your Miami Heat, Michael McCullough, joining us there as the Miami Heat getting set for the playoffs. They'll be back in the Heat's house coming up on Saturday. Michael, thank you for the time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. It's always great to be here. And Leroy, does it count like if you walk out of the office and you say, man, that's a great show today? Like, do you give yourself credit for that? No,
I think because you're in it, right? And you're working. And you're just having fun or doing whatever you – I never look back and go, whoo, balled out today. You know what I'm saying? It's a weird thing, right? Like, just imagine you walk into your car and somebody says hi to you. You go, I killed it today, right? It's just it's a weird thing in sports. Like, even when, like, a lot of times when you talk to players or whatever, even if they had a 50 spot on game day, they really never after the game and say, I killed it today. It's just not a, right? I don't know. I can't explain it.
I always say I kill it when I have a great show, which is basically every day. I'm very confident.
I mean, says you.
That's all I need. That's all I need, Mike. You ever do that after a meeting? You ever be like, you're like, we have a new thing we're rolling out? And be like, nailed that.
No.
You know what I mean? It sounds weird, right? It does.
It's a little strange. Clearly, you give yourself credit, like when you accomplish something. But you're right. Like on a day to day basis, you're like you got your head down and you're doing your job.
Right. Exactly.
All right, Michael. So we are. It took to the very bitter end. It took till overtime. But the Miami Heat are back in the playoffs. What were your emotions watching on Friday night when they punched their ticket and Davion Mitchell was going crazy?
Well, you guys have been around this franchise long enough to know, like, everybody here is wired to win and to think that winning is like the only way. So, you know, you can look at all these different scenarios and everything, but when they were playing Friday night, like, I'm yelling and screaming at the TV because I want to win.
Right.
I want to make the playoffs. You know, we make the playoffs around here. That's what we do. And I would much rather be a team that is always competing and challenging and trying to make the playoffs than a team that's not.
So Friday, Saturday night or Saturday afternoon, we got our first of two coming on up here. So for Heat fans interested in going, what do we got lined up here for these next two games?
Well, first things first, you got to get your tickets. Heat.com/postseason tickets if you don't have tickets, number one. Number two, at 1 o'clock start is early for Heat Nation. That's an early start. So, you know, set your alarm. Get your breakfast.
Get off the beach.
You know, pastelitos, whatever it takes. get yourself to the building. Look, the one good thing is we should not have a lot of traffic Saturday morning trying to get to the building at 1 p.m. So I don't want to hear the excuses of traffic and all that sort of stuff. Get your butt in your seat. Come with your white hot gear on, and let's get ready to ball.
Yeah, Marcos, white hot. Stop trying to get back to the old stuff like you were doing the other day where you're like, I missed the red zone.
Sometimes you got
to
play the hits, dude. You know, remember Back in Black? That was fun, Michael. Maybe.
And you're right. That's how it started, right? There was a progression. We started with Back in Black, figured out we had something. The next year we went to red. It worked. But when we went white hot in 2006, we all know what happened.
Yeah, correct, correct.
You don't go away from that. You always play the hits, and you don't go away from something like that. So until further notice, we will be white hot every time we get to the playoffs. And look, for us, you know, nobody does this better in any NBA market than Heat Nation. And you guys all know our fans catch a lot of you know what for a lot of different reasons. Notwithstanding the fact that we are number one in ticket sales in the entire NBA. So it's all a myth. But our fans walk in the door, they are dressed, ready for the assignment. Like, they understand the assignment. They know, I need to walk in white hot. It's not about, you know, waiting till they get to the game and putting on the giant, you know, 2X t-shirt that we put on the seat. It's about walking in prepared. Yeah. Like Jay Figg. Jay Figg's ready. She's already ready.
I wore this just for you today.
I appreciate that. But you look around the office today, everybody's wearing anything but white because they know, like, tomorrow it's time to ball out, wear your white hot. For the people in the office, by the way, who forget to dress appropriately, we have these big, like, 6X white t-shirts that say,
oh, you make them wear it?
I forgot my white hot shirt, and they got to wear it all day.
It's a shame t-shirt?
It's the shame shirt.
It's a shame shirt. Absolutely. You don't play around here.
It's my son's favorite time of year because he loves white hot Bernie. Like, that's literally like his, like, Bernie goes into full white hot mode. He keeps telling me every year, Michael, he's like, when do they start selling the white hot Bernies? I'm like, I don't think that's a thing. This is literally only an idea that you've come up with where you want a stuffed white hot Bernie to go along with your regular Bernie that you have.
Mike, this guy is hilarious because notice how he's tried to find another way to get his ideas across to you.
No, that's not true. I actually have another idea. This has been a 4-year
Mike, every time we talk to you, he goes, Mike, hear me out.
I actually have something for that.
He says, Tommy had a great idea.
This has been a mission of his for years. He wants white hot Bernies.
Is this really his idea? Or
I swear to God, Mike. Like, I can't take credit for such genius of white hot Bernies in the souvenir shop. That's a gold mine. You got to admit.
It's not the first time you've mentioned it, so I will back you up there.
Don't use the kids.
He's coming in on Thursday for Take Your Kid to Work Day. You can grill him.
All right.
He's been down. He loves white hot Bernie. There's just something about him. He's like, it just brings a little extra for the postseason. Are we doing a new intro? Like, we got anything, any bells and whistles coming out on Saturday?
I'm glad you asked. We actually have a really, really cool intro sequence that we've been working on. Actually, as soon as I get off this call, we're going into the bowl and we're testing it. So I'm super excited about this. It's going to be different. We're messing with the timing of things a little bit to keep everybody on their toes. But I think what we have planned is going to help us set the tone in the building. And that's the point of the intro, right? You want to set that tone in the building. You want to get people kind of hyped up, get the players hyped up. We think this is going to accomplish that.
I like it. This is going to be a heck of a time. Get your tickets now, everybody, at heat.com. Again, early start coming up Saturday, 1 o'clock. That means get your mimosas, your breakfast, and head on over to the Heat's house.
Or just go right to the game from space.
Right, exactly. Yeah, just do it all night.
Just do it. Like, the energy in the building to keep you up.
Well, that's not out of the question, Leroy, because you know how close we are to space.
Yes, I know.
I actually drive past space on the way to work, and I'm like, yeah, come on, y'all, let's go.
You'll be I'll be getting down there at like 10:30. I'll be like, yep, that person's stumbling out. They got their wear jersey on. They're ready to go.
Yeah,
they brought the accessory.
Speaking of space, if you want to get your game on with other Heat fans tomorrow night, we will be at Ball and Chain for our road rally for game two. So the road rally is at Ball and Chain on Cayocho for game two. So if you like to party up with Heat fans, please show up there. I, of course, will be at home on my spot on the couch. Yeah. This is not a group event for me. Road games are you got your ritual, and I stick to it.
I can't wait. Series hasn't even started yet, Michael. Doesn't start till you went on the road anyway. So
true,
we got it was a house money game this past game, coming off that stretch. Game two.
Your sports logic.
I'm telling you, that's exactly how I watched. Now, my stress level will be much higher the second game because, like, now I know. It's like, all right, now we can swing the game, take home court advantage. I know what's at stake, Leroy. This is not my first rodeo in playoff series.
Yeah, and for the last 8 years, your response to anything regarding the series is Heat in five.
That's right. And what's the problem?
Mike, you know you have friends like this, right?
Yes,
that you know, try to be reasonable.
I appreciate it. I appreciate I think somebody, I can't remember who it was. It might have been, it was somebody on the air said you have to have that irrational confidence. And Tobin's got that irrational confidence that sometimes you need in these playoff situations.
You do. You have to talk yourself into Ty Jerome's never going to do that again. Even if he's a sixth man of the year candidate, you're like, he's never going to do that again. Like, you just, and you're like, Khalil Ware is going to beat Kareem next game. It's like, it's all, if you don't come with that mentality, Leroy, I mean, what's the point? You got, especially when you have 2 days off, there's a lot of things you got to talk yourself into. Exactly.
Or out of.
Exactly, Michael. Exactly. Michael McCullough, thank you for joining us. We appreciate it. Road rally at Ball and Chain tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, and heat.com/postseason tickets, 1 p.m. on Saturday. Y'all be there and wear your white hat.
There you go. Looking forward to it. Thank you, Michael.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, y'all. Be good. Have a great day.
All right, we'll take a break here on
the
program.
Why are you embarrassed to show in front of Mike all the time with your craziness?
I don't feel like I am embarrassed.
And then you're
putting it on
Tommy. I think he likes
it. Dude, I swear to God, though, that is the truth.
First time he's
I can
said
even that. Tell you why, because one time, actually, I will say, shout out to Lorenzo. Lorenzo got White Hot Bernie to have a sign for Tommy before the game.
I remember.
But
that.
He's been talking about the White Hot Bernie plush
that
forever.
That right there got him too.
It did.
Right.
It did, but it doesn't mean he stops asking about it. Because I was explaining the other day, I said, he plefs. He goes, White Hot Bernie? I said, yep. He goes, did they start selling those yet?
One day.
I should have pitched Vice Grip. What was I thinking?
What?
Vice Grip.
What the hell is Vice Grip?
It's like White Hot, but better.
So it's just Vice?
Yeah.
Vice Hot?
Yeah. Oh, Vice Hot. Damn, that's a little bit better.
You know what's weird about basketball is that usually the white is the home jersey. Mm. In football, the dark is the home jersey.
Well, now they just do whatever rules they want.
I don't know, because the Dolphins, I feel like, wear the
same. No, you can pick. You can pick. Here's how it works. Now, when I tell you this, it's really true. Mm-hmm. If the Cleveland Browns come to Miami in them dark brown jerseys, Miami will wear white, and they'll make them wear their dark jerseys in the –
Yeah, in the sun.
In the sun. So you can pick and choose. We used to do it in Cleveland.
I feel like Dolphins always wear white, though. I don't know. I just always.
Because when these northern teams come down, you want to be in your white, and you want them in their dark.
Not anymore. You know what? Getting too relaxed on that bench there.
The Heat basically don't wear their regular white jerseys until the playoffs now.
Yeah.
Not really. They've been wearing Vice all season. Like, that was a big thing when they went back to Vice when they were supposed, I think they're called their association jerseys.
Yeah.
That's they went to those. They scrapped the one. Now, I don't know. Maybe they're doing that for the playoffs, too.
Ooh.
But.
Have we ever seen Vice in playoffs? I don't think so.
That's a good question.
Now, do they go Vice white or do they go regular white? Like, just a white with the black and red.
I think they're going to their normal jerseys.
Right.
Get Michael McCullough back on the line.
Gotcha. That should have been a good question, though.
That would have been a good question.
Instead of
fumbled.
But he's doing fun things now. He's testing out the bells and whistles. We can't get him back.
I think we could get him back.
Hey.
All right, we'll just be surprised.
Why?
He is right about the space people, though. Like they are going to be stumbling out of that.
Yes,
for sure.
Yes,
10:30 cheeks just walking down
many
the
street. Many weekends I've been dropped off at the golf course.
A lot of shoes in hand
from space. I'm telling you, when we went to Vegas during that festival at the the racetrack.
Yeah, the one that DJ Khaled got booed at.
Yeah. I'm telling you, first of all, when we just when we checked in, there was more cheeks in line than like, whoa, where are they going? It was
I wouldn't know.
Huh?
I wouldn't know.
You never been to Vegas?
No.
What are you looking at me for? What?
I mean, you got the connects.
There's no fights right now.
I know. The next fight is in June.
Maybe. I don't know.
Really?
They haven't announced it yet.
Yeah. We don't. The thing is that
they've been doing it on like 2 weeks' notice now,
right.
Too.
We're here about a fight that's coming, but we don't really know when. And then they'll call like 2 weeks before.
Listen, hey Martin, next fight. Invite the whole crew out, dude. Bring us all out.
That's it.
I know you're listening, dude.
Please.
Come on, that's it.
Messi's the GOAT.
Come on.
That's my ass kissing.
That's it.
Yeah. Does he live down here?
No.
Oh, okay.
He's here sometimes, but...
I feel like he doesn't live here. Anywhere.
He's a man on the... He's a man... Yeah, he's wherever he's got to translate.
What if we work something out?
Mm-hmm.
Get him two tickets to...
To what?
Inter Miami.
Inter Miami.
We don't have tickets anymore. They're not ours. We're not on. We don't have the pinks.
I can.
We can dude, find a way.
On.
Okay.
What are you doing?
What are you doing? Us.
Come on. What are you? You know who you're talking
get,
to?
Let me tell you something.
This is
Leroy Hoy. And this is the honest truth. I can get taken care of and hooked up by everybody except the people in this building.
Mm-hmm.
So. That might be an advantage.
Interesting.
If I ask somebody here for tickets, yes, exactly. So if it's not.
That was a tumbleweed.
I heard it. I heard it.
If it's not, if it's possible to ask somebody else, we got a better chance. So next time he comes down, let me know. That's all I'm going to say.
I'm very distracted because my wife is on a field trip right now at a zoo.
Ooh.
And she goes, check this out. It's a zonkey.
Yeah.
She goes.
A zombie donkey.
No,
a zebra and a donkey.
She said,
a zebra and a donkey, okay. Your ass.
Sorry.
Hey, what did he say? hey, what did he say?
Honestly, I'd rather see that.
That commercial, hey, get off your ass. That Mountain Dew commercial.
She goes, it's a zonkey. Donkey impregnated a zebra. It looks like a donkey wearing zebra striped socks.
Is it a picture?
That's impressive.
Wait, is it the little one?
Yeah, the little
one. The brown one?
Yeah.
Yeah, look at the legs.
Man, stripes.
Right there.
The legs.
See?
Oh, wow.
Striped socks.
Just striped socks. Legs.
Horny donkey.
Horny donkey indeed.
How about that?
Wow.
Horny donkeys only here on Tobin and Leroy.
I mean, could you imagine? That's crazy. That's like if me and Mel had a kid and the legs were white.
Why would you?
I'm just saying. Wait, is that not what the?
I couldn't
point for Leroy.
A zebra and a donkey have a kid and the legs are striped. Just the legs.
Wow.
Wait, just the legs?
Just the legs.
Nice. Maybe they're wearing socks.
Jay Goddess says a donkey did have babies with a dragon on Trek. Very horny animal, apparently.
That's true.
Nate South says, I really worry about Marcos sometimes.
You're not the only one.
Take a break. Back with more of this.
Break.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know, I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean. Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.